We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
On the Eagles Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is the EWU Football Coaches Show, brought to you by Gus Johnson Ford, MultiCare Health System, Northern Quest Resort and Casino, the place where Eagles fans love to stay and play, Numerica Credit Union, life moves, live well, and by Pepsi, the official soft drink of Eastern Athletics. Now, here are your hosts, Larry Weir and Paul Sorensen.
Well, how about this?
Football. Hi, Larry.
Season, Paul Sorensen. How about, are you ready?
I am. I know you're ready, folks. If we could just take you behind the scenes a little bit. Before the show started, Larry Weir was pacing. We're in the Red Reese room here in Eastern, in the basketball facility. He was doing laps around the room. He was fired up. It was very impressive.
No, I was about ready to fall asleep in my chair. So I needed to do something to get up and move around to here a little bit. We are getting ready for the Eagles to start their 2019 football season at the University of Washington. Game time is noon. 12:01 to be specific on Saturday. We'll be on the air at 11 o'clock in the morning right here, so we hope you join us for that. Third time that the Eagles have gone into Husky Stadium. First two times, very close calls with lots of offensive numbers, but no win yet.
No win, but to be honest, Larry, Eastern Washington in Husky Stadium have played Washington better than Washington State has the last 6 years in Husky Stadium. So they have gone in offensively with behind Bo Levi Mitchell back in the day, even though they lost that game. And then also Vernon Adams, who set a school record, or actually a stadium record at Husky Stadium with 7 touchdown passes. And both of those guys threw for over 400 yards. So you're going to see offense on Saturday, no question in my mind, because Eastern, that's one thing that the Eagles have been able to do. They've been able to move the ball up and down the field. They've caused some problems to a very, very good Husky defense in those two losses.
Hey, 2011, Eagles lost 30-27. Bo Levi Mitchell, 39 out of 69 passing, 469 yards in that one. And then Vernon Adams, 475 yards in the loss in 2014. To the University of Washington. So the Eagles looking for that breakthrough here. And today on the Coach's Show, here's what we're doing. We'll be talking to the coordinators coming up. Special teams coordinator Heath Pulver will join us. We'll also have defensive coordinator Etienne and offensive coordinator Ian Shoemaker will all join us here on the podcast. But we started out with the head man, head coach Aaron Best is here. Coach, how are you?
Good, gentlemen. It's always a pleasure. We know what time of year it is when we're doing this on Mondays.
Absolutely. Talk first about the preseason camp. Did you get everything you wanted done in the preseason? Are you ready to go here this week?
Well, you never get everything done. You're always, you know, yearning for more. I thought we were competitive in a lot of ways. I think our energy was really good. We stayed fairly healthy for the most part with the guys that came into camp healthy. So that was a big victory. As we all know, injuries are part of the game, unfortunately. But, you know, there's ebb and flow. And I think at the end of camp, no matter what year it is, being 2000 or 2019, I think you get to the end of the camp feeling, coaches included, where it's like, okay, let's turn the page. Let's start reading next chapter. So we're there. We're started prepared already. Today was our first practice preparing for our opponent, and we're excited about the opportunity to do so.
Absolutely. Guys, probably when you get to the end of training camp, as you did over the weekend, they're tired of hitting each other. It's time to, I mean, they'll still be hitting each other in practice this week, but you have the carrot out there ahead, which is an opponent.
Yeah, it's kind of like going home to the wife. You know, there's always a care for the wife, knowing that she can hang out with her girls when I come home and watch the kids. So much the same, you know, you get some good quality time, and then you get some time where it's like, okay, time for us to move on and do bigger and better things. But now they keep score, and that's what it's all about. So we've got to ramp it up. We've got to stay true to our foundation and continually get better throughout the course of the season. One game doesn't make a season, no matter where that is in the course of a season. And so we're excited to roll out the 2019 version of the Eastern Washington Eagles.
Have you had any surprises in the fall, guys that maybe are beyond what you thought they were going to be coming into the year?
You know, you guys always try to pin me down for the guys that just got on campus. And to me, there's got to be more data collected for the first fall guys because, you know, anybody can look good with fresh legs. I mean, you got Paul next to him. He'd look good for a week and a half if they, you know, had six practices and a day off. And so you kind of like to see the guys have to do the school, have to do the lifting, have to do the maturation, have to be around people in school to kind of see the entirety of what you know, someone's going to present. But I think some guys, some young guys have stepped up. I think some guys that were on campus already, that are in their second or longer fall, guys like Joe Lang has stepped up, played a little bit last year, but I think he's done a heck of a job. I think Freddie Roberson, a wide receiver for us, has stepped up and made a ton of plays in the spring game this last spring, and continue to make plays and trying to knock on the door of playing time in that room. You know, and you go on and on about guys that have stepped up. And one guy that's been around here for a couple of years is Gunnar Talkington. I mean, he's had a really good camp. And so he earned himself getting on scholarship just a couple of weeks ago. And he earned it. Nothing's given around here. I don't believe in just handing out things to guys just to hand it out. But he solidified that backup spot. And he's never perfect, nor myself or you guys. But he's been pretty steady Eddie throughout the course of camp. So he's kind of one of the older guys, if you will, that have not really surprised, but kind of started to put some days and weeks together where you're like, okay, his consistency is based on his preparation, which has been fun to see.
AB, third year as head coach. You went to the national championship game last year and this year in early January. And of course, spring ball, you had coaching turnover, had to fill new positions. We were talking about this before the show about how fast we thought this summer went. I can't imagine what that must have been like for you, that process of going to a national championship game, 15 weeks, all the things that took place. Has this really flown for you, or is it kind of all rolled together? Give me some thoughts on that.
Well, I think the old adage goes, time flies when you're having fun. Time didn't fly. The last 6 or 8 months, those aren't fun things to look forward to. That's the nature of the business, right? It's kind of what we don't want to happen, but we know is inevitable when you have success and you have opportunities for those coaches to find other spots and look for other opportunities and progress in this profession. So it's kind of one of those good bad things in a weird way, and it's the profession that we joined. As crazy as it sounds, I tell everybody that wants to get into the profession, the college football profession, I'd tell them absolutely not. And they want to know the why. And I say, well, do you have about an hour and a half to tell you why? You know, because not everybody's going to be at a their alma mater doing this for 20-plus years. You just got to keep fooling them. So I'll continue to do that as long as I can. And so there's been parts of it that are fun. I love what I do. So whether it's fun or unfun, I love what I do. You know, whether we're having a good day at home, and my analogies a lot of times are at the family home, just like the locker room home. It's not always fun at home, but I love going home to see the kids and wife. There's some things you have to do. You got to mow the lawn. You got to, you know, pick up the stuff behind the dog that he leaves out in the yard. You got to stain fences. You got to do dishes. Those are things that are kind of the necessary evils that aren't real fun to do. But you have to do them, and you don't really get an alternative decision to make. So not that you enjoy the process while you're in the process, but you appreciate the process, you respect the process. And like I said, at the end of the day, I love what I do. I love who I'm surrounded by, whether it's at home or at work. So very fortunate in that capacity.
Well, and you look at the game coming up on Saturday, you know, against Washington. Chris Peterson's been a remarkable coach when you look at his career at Boise State, and then of course the last 6 years. This is year six for him. 80% winning percentage, one of the top four, you know, in the country for coaches that have been, you know, coaching for 5 years or more. And so, but the respect I think you're seeing Eastern Washington get from the Washington States and the Oregon State, I think is really cool. And I think it's elevated going all the way back to the Bo Levi Mitchell, you know, experience back to the first time you guys walked into Husky Stadium. When you walk in there and you look at the process and you look at all the things growing up as a West Side guy, how cool has that journey been for you as a person and for this football team overall?
Well, it's been awesome, you know, but it's been hard, and not everything that's easy you appreciate. And so this 20-year journey, let's just say that's been the last two decades, where I believe we have developed some respect throughout our peers in our conference, and then also at a conference, whether it be, you know, Pac-12 or Mountain West, I think it's been built over time. But you have to continue to utilize the chip on your shoulder mentality, that just because you've earned some respect from one at one point doesn't mean that that's going to go on for forever and ever. You got to continue to earn the respect, continue to earn your stripes, and continue to compete your tail off when given the opportunity. And the Boise model to the Washington, you know, University of Washington is incredible. I have a ton of respect for Coach Peterson and his crew. They're one of the best and well-coached teams. When you just turn on their film, regardless of OD or special teams, one of the best coached outfits that I've ever seen in 20 years of watching film, whether it be in conference, out of conference, preseason, postseason, in season, and they do it right. That's the number one thing when I look at and when I watch film early on, is how good their players are, not how disciplined is the team, how well-coached is the team, and they passed this with flying colors.
Vernon Adams made an interesting comment. They were talking to him about the experience of playing, you know, at Eastern Washington, then him going to Oregon, but playing in the Pac-12. And they asked him, why does Eastern Washington play the conference team so well? And he goes, they expect to win. And I know that's exactly how you coach this team, along with all your coaches. You know, coming out of Saturday, the expect to win portion, I totally understand. What do you want to see? What do you want to have accomplished from this football team starting Saturday and moving forward? What would you like to see?
Well, there's a ton of things that I'd love to see, but from a foundational level, I'd love to see us battle the adversity that we're going to see. We're going to face some adversity, maybe a whole bunch, maybe a little, but it's going to be some in some capacity. How well we handle that adversity, because it's easy when they're not keeping score. It's easy when it's not very loud. It's easy when it's just you against your teammates. That can kind of be gone and behind you a little quicker than most. So we try to present our players with adverse moments, whether it be in camp or during a scrimmage or during a practice or during the week. And just to see how I'm curious to see, it's curiosity and how we handle the adversity as coaches, as new coaches, as a new coaching staff, and as a new team, because we have a new identity. We're not the 2018 team. That's done. That's in the books. That's a chapter that we wrote already. Now, some of the characters from the last chapter are part of this journey for the 2019 team, but this is a whole different team. This is a whole different DNA, and it should be fun. So I'm curious to see how we handle those adverse situations. Our eyes won't be big. That's not how we do things. We'll come out, we'll compete, and that's what it's all about. Anytime we get an opportunity to compete, I'm also curious to see how well, how often, how many times we're going to swing, regardless of what the Bulbs on the scoreboard say.
You don't have anybody on this current roster that ran out onto the field, I don't believe, in 2014. Both Caleb Laval and Spencer Blackburn were in the program, but I think they were redshirting.
Coach Booty did.
Well, yes, Coach Booty. All right. So you did. So you've got
a couple of coaches. I probably walked out. Knowing me, I didn't want to split my docker, so I probably walked out. Let's not give me too much credit.
All right. So we had a handful of coaches who are back from 2014 to this year. But the players, I mean – a lot of these guys are from the I-5 corridor. This has to be a special game to a lot of your guys.
It is. And, you know, we get asked that a lot. Like, do you like to play Pac-12 schools? Do you like to play the Washington schools as opposed to the Oregon schools, as opposed to the opportunity maybe to do the California Pac-12 schools piece? I think it makes it more special when in the cycle of that 4 or 5 year window of guys, when you don't play a team twice. I think sometimes when you play them, you know, maybe every 3 years, it's not as genuine. It's not as chip on your shoulder. It's not as special when you play them twice in a 5 year span. So the ability to do this in one's run here at Eastern, to say I played the Huskies or I played the Cougars or I played the Beavers or I played the Ducks, I think that adds a little bit more to the story when you do it once, because then you don't worry about the next time, or maybe it's not as special the second time around the block in your brand new car. The first time around is really fun. Then those Christmas toys get old at some point. You know, you don't use them, the ones that you wanted, and so I think they look forward to it, and I think it makes it a little bit more special when it's once in their career.
Going into this ball game against the Huskies, you thought initially you might have to have two quarterbacks that you would prepare for in Jacob Eason and Jake Haener, but Jake Haener has left, and so now it's just Eason. Does it make any difference? You don't have any film on this guy in the Husky uniform and in the Husky offense?
Well, I have some film from the high school camp when those guys came to camp. I'll tell you what, that was one of the first guys our son Tank said, "Who's that?" And I said, "Is he going to come to Eastern?" I said, "Eh." I'd love him to. But unfortunately, he didn't understand at the time. He said, you know, not too young, but the recruiting process hasn't dawned on a 9-year-old at that point that he's probably got other opportunities, let's say, out there that have FBS as opposed to FCS. But he was a great high school player, and he did great things even when he was at Georgia for the short stint he was there. I had a hard time believing he wasn't going to be the guy after he redshirted this past year. He's probably put a ton of work in, but you don't come back home for no reason, and so he's earned the opportunity. And yeah, it makes it easier when you only have one quarterback to prepare for, but when you don't, like you say, have a ton of film on him, you don't have a ton of background on him. You hope he didn't pack any WD-40 out to the field, you know, not having been in a live setting for quite some time. So, and no, we're not going to pack any for him either when we go over to Montlake. So we're expecting his A game, and nothing but that. And we're going to have to play really, really consistent, really hard, and really well, and create some opportunities for us to do some things on that side of the ball defensively.
They're without a fantastic running back in Miles Gaskin, but Salvan Ahmed is a guy you can't let get into the open field.
Yeah, they utilized him last year a little bit out of the backfield as well, just to get him touches. He's kind of, you know, their touch guy when Chico wasn't around. Chico was the touch guy the year before, and even when we're not playing him, you're always kind of looking in on him to see kind of things and grab some things and talk about some things. But they certainly want to give him the ball, not just from a handoff variety, but from a jet sweep variety, from a swing variety. They're gonna try to get him the ball. He's dynamic with the ball in his hands, and I don't like to see the ball in his hands very often, because we know he can do great things when the ball is in his hands. And so we've got to rally. We got to get more hats to the ball than one, because it's usually gonna take more than one guy to bring him down. He's a Washington guy, so he's just, you know, down the street from where he was doing his high school thing. And we're we're excited about the opportunity. But yeah, it doesn't drop off too far from where Mr. Gaskin was last year to where they are now.
They have, and we run into this quite often when Eastern plays an opponent, because there are people who have played or coached at Eastern that are all over the place. But at the University of Washington, you've got Junior Adams, you've got, as their wide receiver coach, you've got Jimmy Lake and Pete Kwiatkowski on the defensive side of the ball. Is that a bad thing or a good thing that you've got former Eagle coaches, people that you all have either played with or coached with in your time at Eastern, over there on Montlake?
Two things come to mind, Larry. How nice was I when they were here? If I was mean to them, that's not a good thing. So if I was mean, hopefully they have a bad memory, which I don't think that's the case from all three of them. Secondly, they are really good coaches, but even better people. And being around them in different ways, played with Coach Lake, and had the opportunity to coach kind of by him when my career was done. He was still kind of hanging around here at Eastern with his first chance at coaching after being done eligibility-wise. And then kind of being kind of a nuisance to Coach K when I was an old lineman, when he was coaching D lineman. He snarled at me a lot. But now I think it's out of at least kind of a respect factor. Maybe I made his guys better. But I don't think that's the case, because Dario Romero wouldn't say I probably got him better. He probably would turn around and say he made me better, which is the truth. Great coaches, but even better people. So I don't know if it really plays as much, just because we haven't been around each other for quite some time. And our DNA has changed on the coaching staff as it is, and in the locker room a little bit. But they're going to be familiar with our system, especially Junior Adams, having been in Bo Baldwin's system for quite some time. And we still have a lot of that same core to our offensive system. So, but at the end of the day, guys got to make plays. It doesn't matter what they know. It's a matter of what their players know. And I asked them for their scouting report, and they respectfully denied. So I asked nicely, but my mom always said, if the worst someone could say to you if you ask them is no. And so they said no with a few more things. But I asked nonetheless.
Coach, we appreciate your time. Thanks a lot, as always. Good luck on Saturday, and we'll see you at M&D at Northern Quest Resort and Casino next Monday for the first outside of campus Eagle Football Coaches Show.
Appreciate it, guys. Always a pleasure.
Thanks, AP.
That's head coach Aaron Best. We'll be back with special teams coordinator Heath Pulver when we return on the Eagle Football Coaches Show. We're live from campus this week here on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
If a buried natural gas pipeline is leaking outside your home, you may see dead vegetation, hear a hissing noise, or smell it. Because Avista adds a rotten egg scent that's easily detectable. If so, get far away and call 911 and Avista. And if you ever smell a natural gas leak indoors, get everyone outside fast. Don't flip light switches, use a cell phone, or do anything to cause a spark. Go somewhere safe, like a neighbor's house, then call 911 and Avista. We just want you to be safe.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, Eagle fans, we hope you're enjoying the game today. The Cheney Light Department has been a proud sponsor of the Eastern Eagles for many years. The Cheney Light Department has been your hometown expert on energy conservation and services since 1931. They offer a variety of rebates for your conservation projects and will assist you with energy savings. So when you're planning that next remodel or new building, be sure to call the Cheney Light Department at 498-9230 before you begin, so they can help you in planning for energy savings. Go Eagles!
Inland Imaging 6 Outpatient Imaging Centers, the region's most advanced imaging technology, and more than 500 technical and professional staff, make it possible for us to do studies that other imaging centers simply can't. And we often charge less than local hospitals and multi-specialty clinics for the same exams. When you need medical imaging, choose the Inland Imaging Advantage for answers you can trust and care you can count on.
The August calendar is heating up at Northern Quest.
Along with our outdoor summer concerts, we're giving away thousands in reward play during hot summer hot seats. Our Seattle game giveaway is your shot at winning Seattle football tickets. And Camus rewards are heating up too, with bonus slot points every Friday night, plus a chance to earn a windfall shopping spree when you play daily with your Camus rewards card. Only in August, only at Northern Quest. Full details at northernquest.com.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
All right, the Eagles take on the University of Washington on Saturday, pregame at 11, kickoff just after noon. Special teams coordinator Heath Pulver joins us coming up. Defensive coordinator Etienne, offensive coordinator Ian Shoemaker will join us as well. Coach Pulver, let's talk about the special teams unit. All you have to do is replace the best kicker and punter in the nation and roll Dan Alcabendis. How hard can that be?
Sounds easy, doesn't it?
So let's talk about the kicking part of the equation. And Andre Slider, he's a guy we saw a little bit last year, especially on kickoffs. He was fantastic there, and it looks as though here in preseason camp he had an outstanding camp.
Yeah, you know, we tried to challenge both those kickers that we have on campus to – you know, kind of compete with each other all fall camp. And, you know, we would anticipate that Andre, having had in-game experience from a kickoff standpoint, one-game experience from a field goal standpoint last year in Portland State, that, you know, Andre, with that game experience, could, you know, perform better. But at the same time, you know, the other guy wants his opportunity too, and Seth Harrison, kid out of Coeur d'Alene. So, I think they both did a really good job competing, you know, and I think, you know, at this point going into this game, you know, Andre has, you know, proven to be the more consistent guy. So that's where we're going to go this week. And, you know, he was hitting the ball, you know, very well today. So,
well, you had Rodan Alcabendis as one of the greatest kickers in the country. He was. Well, he was also one of the best punters as well. So you kind of had a 1-2 punch there that you lost, and now you've got to, you know, kind of reestablish that as well. It's nice when you can put one dude on the plane that kind of picks up a couple of different seats there. Well, you're going to have some different guys. Why don't you talk a little bit about that position?
Yeah, it's a heck of a deal. I mean, it's kind of crazy. My first, this is my third fall here. Now I'm going to have my third punter, right? Because my first fall was we had a good one, and last year Rodan worked into a good one, and this year we have a freshman on campus in Nick, and then our other kid that's been on campus in Trevor. You know, they're both competing again this fall camp. We've really tried to communicate to those guys, it is about competing. It is about putting the best and most consistent stuff on film. And, you know, it could be, you know, 1 week it could be this, 1 week it could be that. We don't know, but we know that, hey, this is what we're trying, this is what we need to do. We need to try to get our goal of our net, you know, that 39 net. And then, you know, especially when you're going against, you know, really talented dudes like we are going to face week in and week out, whether it's, you know, traditional punting, whatever we can do, we're going to try to flip that field when the time comes. So, yeah, I think, you know, both those kids competed. And it's going to be competing. It's not finished competing. Let's just put it that way. So they'll continue to have battles on a weekly basis, basically.
One of the positions people really don't kind of watch is the long snapper, extra points, field goals, punts, all those things, until the guy snaps one 42 feet over the guy's head. Then everybody's looking in the program, who's number 46 or number 18 or whatever the heck it happens to be. Long snapping is a very important thing. That's become a key deal, you know, on special teams. Do you have a good one here?
Yeah, I think, you know, it is kind of funny. You talk to the head coach, Coach Best, and he always talks about his former long snapping capabilities and experience here at Eastern when he was a player. And so he's always willing to step in and help our guys out. Luckily, we've had a very, very consistent, very good one the last couple of years. And then now going into this fall, the kid that has been here for a couple of years as a walk-on, paying his own way, you know, learning underneath the ropes and this and that. He is really taking he's kind of what you look for when you're looking for a specialist, whether it's a snapper, whether it's a kicker, whether it's a long snapper, or excuse me, a punter, where their summer is that's what they're it's about. It's about that job. And I think Cody, you know, is that is his job, and I think he takes a lot of pride in it. And, you know, we're excited to have him, you know, kind of be one of those leaders. He's never even played in a game. And really, you know, he's a very mature kid, and he takes his job very serious. I mean, he played, like, scout D-line for us all last fall when, you know, when we had some injuries. So he was on the scout team defensive line, you know, going against our offensive line. I mean, just that mature kid, you know, and he's a Washington kid. And you know, when it comes to snapping, he does what we want him to do. He does it at a consistent level. And he's going to continue to grow because he's still very young. Like I said, he hasn't played in a game yet. But I think with his maturity and with his work ethic, you know, he sets himself up to, you know, have a good year.
Cody Clemens will be the new long snapper. What about return game and coverage units? Are you pleased with what you've seen so far?
Yeah, you know, we really tried to, you know, we've kind of done some fall camp. We've done what we call, you know, a scheme. A portion of practice on special teams and then a team portion. Coach Best came up with that concept as far as, you know, maybe whether it's, you know, tackling drills, whether it's half line, whether it's fit, and then work in the team portion. So we've really been kind of segmenting it like that. Now that we've kind of – now we're in game week. Now we're trying to, you know, now simulate what other opponents do or what we're expecting them to do with the new kickoff return rules, you know, back in wedge, you know, some guy's shoulder stuff. So you don't know for sure what you're going to get until it actually happens this year. But, you know, you can obviously watch the film and anticipate. But I think that we've been working hard at it. And, you know, team and the group of players that we have are young. And then we have some mixture of some older guys, so we have the kind of that right, you know, that right mixture, and it might not be the perfect mixture of this game, as far as bodies and bodies and bodies, as far as hey, the senior to young guy to whatever it might be, but we're gonna work to find that, and you know, I think you got Dorton and Merritt, they could both kick off return just fine. We obviously know that, and you know, Dorton had an amazing summer. As far as being on campus, working his tail off, and that always helps. And then the young guy only played 4 games last year with the freshman deal in our punt returner, Trey Weed. He's very smooth and very natural at catching punts, and we like his explosiveness as well. So we have other bodies, but you know, those are probably the guys that we're going to lean on to make and or help make plays and make the right decisions, because obviously those guys are important because. The possession of the ball is what's most important in our offense and in scheme here. So,
is catching a punt maybe the most overlooked skill, because it's not easy to do, is it?
Yeah, I mean, well, there's a lot of different variables. You know, I mean, if you were at Idaho and you were just in a dome, it's pretty easy half the time of the year. But here, you know, where you get some wind, you get possible sun. There's a lot of different things that go into it, and it can be very, very tricky. Plus, there's a communications piece where. You know, you have to communicate, you know, if it's going to be returned, if it's not going to be returned, and then it kind of lies on your shoulders. So there's some maturity, I think, that that those players need to have as well.
Coach, we appreciate your time. Thanks a lot. We'll look forward to watching the special teams units this season.
Thank you.
Thanks, Heath.
That's
appreciate
Heath Bulver, special teams coordinator. When we come back, it'll be defensive coordinator Eddie Anna joining us. That's on the Eagle Football Coaches Show. We're live on campus this week on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective. Short for being 100% sure or certain. As in, if we get a puppy, I'll Hundo P always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Credit card debt is the most expensive debt.
How did Numerica help you pay off your credit card so fast?
It's actually pretty simple. I consolidated all my credit cards under one low interest rate and then put an additional 10% of my income each month toward paying the debt off. That's it.
At Numerica, we think it's time we had the money talk. Visit NumericaCU.com.
When you play Washington's Lottery, it helps fund education, stadium development, and businesses across the state. So we'd like to thank our players for their help. Thanks to the always plays her son's birthday numbers lady from Spokane, and the only scratches with his lucky coin guy from Olympia, and the I only play if the jackpot has at least three commas in it heavy hitter from Edmonds. A big heartfelt thank you to all our players. Visit wallottery.com/whobenefits.
Numbers rounded, must be 18 or older to purchase. Statistics and figures are from the 2018 Washington's Lottery Comprehensive Annual Financial Report.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now.
There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
Yolk's Fresh Market is a family business.
It means I have a voice in the future of the company.
I was hired at the age of 60, and to me that's phenomenal.
I was part of a trading company for 10 years, and I've been with Yolk's now as an employee owner, and it's absolutely been a great experience.
It's an awesome company to be with.
Since we became employee-owned in 1990, that family continues to grow.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
All right, next Monday will be our first Football Coaches Show live from M&D at Northern Quest Resort and Casino. It's the movie and dinner. Coach Best will have highlights from the Husky game starting at 5:30. Our radio program beginning at 6. Coach Best and player guests. And our first weekly Coaches Show will take place at M&D on Monday. Defensive coordinator Etty Enna joins us now. Coach, you are obviously you were on staff coming into this year. So does that make it easier for you to kind of assume the defensive coordinator role because you are familiar with most of the pieces that are in your defense this year?
Yeah, I think it was definitely a plus being here already, not just knowing the kids and the schemes that we had been playing, but also the coaches, having the coaches that are here and the experience that they have that I'm fortunate enough to work with every day. We've built relationships with everybody, so it wasn't like a hard kind of restart like you have to do sometimes when you move to a new job. So that familiarity, I think, really did help kind of make more of a seamless transition than, another angle towards it.
Without getting into specifics, do you anticipate doing pretty much what the Eagles have done in the past, or do you have a wrinkle or two up your sleeve?
Well, I think there's always got to be wrinkles. I think at the same time, you have to understand what you do well. The fundamentals of football will always, the fundamentals of defensive football will always override the scheme to me. You got to be able to strike blocks and shed blocks and tackle. Otherwise, you're not going to be very good on defense, regardless of the, genius schemes you try to think up at night. So ultimately, we're going to stay with our foundation of who we are, how we play. And the wrinkles, I think, are going to be more of wrinkles than, a whole new rebuilt situation.
Well, with defensive coordinator Jeff Schmetting moving on to Boise State, opened up an opportunity for you. We talked in the break, and I thought you were the kind of the DC down at Cal Poly, but it was Eastern Oregon where you kind of got some exposure down there, and then you went to Cal Poly and then came up here. But you had some run responsibility, the last couple of years when Jeff was DC, correct?
Yeah, by title, I was the defensive front coordinator, which Coach Strandley holds that title now as I got to the defensive coordinator title. And I felt like Coach Schmetting and I had a great relationship. We've known each other forever. He's like a brother to me. So when we would just kind of marry up the game plan, hey, here's my fronts on the back end, here's my thoughts on the fronts, and we just kind of marry it up so you make sure that everything's together. I think that was a was a smooth way to do it. And I do the same thing now with our DB coaches, with Coach Brown, Coach Mills, along with Coach Strands in the front. And then Coach Fetter, I tell him he's the glue that keeps it all together. So he's in charge of everything.
Does Coach Fetter shave three times a day? Honestly, he's the hairiest human being I've ever seen in my life, but that's coming from a Norwegian guy here that, you know, looks bald, but I apologize. I digress.
No, Coach Fett, he would appreciate that.
He would. Now, a question to you then, using some of your philosophy, when you played and when you grew up and some of the different, you know, coaches that you've worked with, is that all something that kind of throws into the soup, you know, your attitude on how you're going to attack a team? And I know each team is different, you know, in terms of how you game plan, but, you know, philosophically, are you an aggressive type, you know, coach? Do you like to go after people? Do you, you know, try to, you know, keep things? Do you use personnel? I mean, what, just some basic stuff without getting too, you know, entrenched into the scheme.
You know, I have been, had the fortunate opportunities to work for some really good coaches. And I did, I would say it's more of a soup where you take things from here and take things from there, whether it's a defensive coach or an offensive coach. One thing I'd say in terms of being aggressive and pressuring and things like that, one term I learned from Coach Baldwin when he was here is understanding how aggression works. And I love the term he used. And he said, well-timed aggression. If I quote that correctly, you know, it's all about timing still. So I think more you know yourself, the more you know your team, now it's easier to go out and understand what an opponent is. And then you try to get to know them your best and understand your strengths, weaknesses, and how to play into theirs and play against theirs. So it's fun.
This Husky team you're going to be looking at on Saturday, this it all starts up front as far as I'm concerned with these guys. They've got a really good offensive line.
Absolutely. A very sound group that's played a lot of football for them. Big, you know, and like we talked about, they've got depth, they've got numbers, and they're definitely going to be a formidable opponent up front to and a great challenge for us to step up to this weekend.
They are having to replace one of their best quarterbacks of all time and one of their best running backs of all time. But, again, they've got people lined up, and Eason is a guy with a tremendous arm, probably the best arm you're going to face all year.
Yeah. You know, it'll be definitely a challenge seeing how everything plays out. I always love it game one, you know, because you kind of – there's some knowns, but then there's a lot of unknowns. So you get up there and I talked to the players about it. Hey, after a series or two, we're going to settle everything in and understand what the plan is and how we're going to roll about it. So you have your preconceived notions going into it, but, you know, there's still a lot of unknowns in particular of how and what, you know, they're going to do. Consistently, I do know this. They're a very sound football team. They've done a great job offensively and forever under Coach Peterson. So we definitely will have our hands full, but it should be a lot of fun.
I would guess you've got to get some pressure on Easton, in part to help your young corners.
Yeah, no question. And I think that, you know, just from an overall standpoint, that's kind of what we preach and what we try to do up front. We talk about the front working with the coverage and the coverage working with the front at times based on what we're trying to get after. But we do definitely need to help each other out and play the game as a whole unit.
The addition of Justice Warren, what does he do for you, and are you going to play him maybe in multiple spots, or will he basically be at an end position for you?
You know how my defensive ends play, so I kind of consider them a multiple position because they can be an outside back or they can be a defensive end. I love what Justice brings to the table. He does a great job. Work ethic's awesome. He's serious about his craft and his trade. And he's been a great addition to the group. Him and the guys get along well. He's kind of been one of those guys that, you know, in the grad transfer year, we sat down early and I asked him, what do you want to get out of this thing? How are we going to make this work for everybody involved? And we're right on track. So,
all right, Coach, we appreciate your time. Thanks a lot for coming in and talking to us. And we'll talk to you again before the year's over with.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, guys.
That's Etienne, Eagles defensive coordinator. When we come back, we'll talk to the offensive coordinator, a new face on the Eagle staff this year, Ian Shoemaker. We'll do that after this timeout on the Eagle Football Coaches Show live. Here from campus this week on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Yolk's Fresh Market is a family business.
It means I have a voice in the future of the company.
I was hired at the age of 60, and to me that's phenomenal.
I was part of a trading company for 10 years, and I've been with Yokes now as an employee owner, and it's absolutely been a great experience.
It's an awesome company to be with.
Since we became employee-owned in 1990, that family continues to grow.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Eagle fans, we hope you're enjoying the game today. The Cheney Light Department has been a proud sponsor of the Eastern Eagles for many years. The Cheney Light Department has been your hometown expert on energy conservation and services since 1931. They offer a variety of rebates for your conservation projects and will assist you with energy savings. So when you're planning that next remodel or new building, be sure to call the Cheney Light Department at 498-9230 before you begin so they can help you in planning for energy savings. Go Eagles!
When you need a medical imaging study, chances are there's an Inland Imaging location nearby. From North Point and Holy Family on the north side, to South Cowley and Sacred Heart Doctors Building to the south, and our Valley Center and Providence Medical Park locations in Spokane Valley, with six convenient imaging centers located throughout the region. No matter where you go, there we are. Inland Imaging, answers you can trust and care you can count on.
The August calendar is heating up at Northern Quest. Along with our outdoor summer concerts, we're giving away thousands in reward play during hot summer hot seats. Our Seattle game giveaway is your shot at winning Seattle football tickets. And Camus rewards are heating up too, with bonus slot points every Friday night, plus a chance to earn a windfall shopping spree when you play daily with your Camus rewards card. Only in August, only at Northern Quest. Full details at northernquest.com.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Eagles and the Huskies on Saturday, 11 o'clock for the pregame show, noon or 12:01 to be exact for the kickoff here on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Offensive coordinator Ian Shoemaker joins us now. First year in Cheney, Coach. How's the adjustment going? Going from Ellensburg, where you're the head coach at Central Washington, to come on over here to Cheney?
It's been a great adventure, and getting the family here, getting a house, trying to settle all those things in through spring ball and summer and summer camps and recruiting and all those things have obviously been a challenge, but something I'm really excited about and looking forward to.
You are a guy at Central that's had a lot of great quarterbacks, but you come here to Cheney and you get a guy named Eric Berrier who has a little different skill set than most. And how's that adjustment gone for you working with him and for him kind of working with you and everybody getting on the same page?
Well, the first off is Eric's a great kid, and he does a great job and is very invested in making himself better, which has made it a lot easier for me. Obviously, his skill set is off the charts. I guarantee I haven't coached a quarterback as athletic or as gifted as he is. So I'm excited about that and looking forward to, kind of what we can do together. But, the main thing is he's accepted me and accepted coaching and things like that throughout the spring and into this fall camp. So, I'm really looking forward to kind of seeing what value we can add to his performance going into this season.
Coach, I think this is kind of an interesting situation, being a head coach, former head coach, coming in now as a quarterbacks coach and OC. You can really relate to what Aaron Best is going through, obviously Bo Baldwin back in the day and all of that stuff. That information, has that helped you in the transition, in terms of calling plays, working with the quarterbacks, but not having to waste time with knuckleheads like myself, and Larry's not a knucklehead, but I am. But, I mean, all the media things and all the distractions that you had to do at Central as a head coach, how is that now?
Well, I think it's, you know, it's great. You know, we're in an opportunity here to win at a high level, championships from the conference level to the national level. And those are the things that excite me the most. But, you know, being able to take some of those things off the plate and just kind of refocus on coaching college football has been is pretty fun, you know, and I do see, you know, what Coach Best has to go through and empathize with him and hopefully can take some of that weight off his shoulders, you know, from an offensive standpoint and things like that. But, you know, he wants to be involved. He wants to be invested in the deal, and I totally appreciate it and, you know, look forward to all the guidance and help I can get. And like I said, it's been a fun transition.
You know, I love that because I think it's a credit to Eastern Washington when you see the, you know, the coordinators go on, Bodie Reeder to North Texas, you know, Schmetting's going to Boise State, guys are traveling. I mean, that's really a cool thing. You have had a run at Central where you were in the national championship run. You just saw Eastern lose in the national championship game last year. That's something that a lot of coaches don't ever have that experience. Is that an experience that you can use moving forward to help this football team?
That's my hope. You know, when I talked about taking this job and getting this opportunity, I know I've coached at a number of levels, everything from Division III to NAIA to Division II, and you know, but I think football is football, and championship level, you know, preparation and game planning and game calling and things like that. Kind of work through all levels, and my hope is that I can just continue what these great coaches have done coming through, you know, and hopefully add some value to the program, you know, from a play calling standpoint, a recruiting standpoint, to just being a quality person in the community and things like that. That's my hope, is to be a solid citizen of Eastern Washington football and community.
All right, let's talk a little bit about this Husky team. They're having to replace a lot on defense, so you've got to kind of look through the film to try to figure out who the personnel is going to be in order for you guys to see the personnel, but I would imagine the scheme is going to be pretty close to the same.
Yeah, you know, I think, Coach Lake has done an amazing job there, as far as preparing that defense and the run they've had over the past few years and his involvement there. And, you know, you look at there's a number of guys that are graduated or went on to the NFL or, you know, left early for the NFL and things like that. So they are going to be replacing a number of guys. But you also know that there's 3- and 4-star, 5-star guys behind those guys waiting in the wings. And, that they're going to be prepared and they're going to be coached well. This is something that comes from the top down in their program. They're going to be prepared. They're going to be coached well. They're going to be sound on both sides of the ball, special teams, all those things. They're not going to beat themselves. And, you know, that's the thing that we look at is, you know, the structure, I think, is going to be sound. Even if it's new or different or upgraded or whatever it is, the structure is going to be sound. It's going to be tough sledding at times, to find easy yards. And we don't anticipate that at all. We know it's going to be a challenge, and we're excited about taking that challenge.
Last year, the strength of their defense was probably in the secondary. Do you anticipate that, or have you gotten that much into maybe a minutiae as to what position group might be the toughest?
Well, I think, one of their returners is at the safety position, and he's going to move from that kind of nickel outside backer, we think, back to the safety position, high half type of position. They have a couple guys up front that, got a ton of playing time that may not have been theoretical starters or didn't start games all the time, but played a ton. So we have seen a lot of guys, in that front and in that defensive backfield that show a lot of skill, and they're going to be a challenge. The Elijah Molden kid who's going to take over at nickel and push the other kid back to safety. I mean, he's a great player and didn't have a ton of starts, but played a lot of football. I mean, we see him on film all the time. And guys up front, then their defensive line crew the same way. They were rotating a bunch of guys, and there's a lot of talent out there. And I wouldn't be surprised if they weren't the best defense in the Pac-12 again this year.
First games are hard, I would think, because you don't have any current film on a team. So if there are changes or whatnot, you kind of have to be prepared to fly by the seat of your pants a little bit, don't you?
No question. You prepare as best you can, but you always want to have contingencies available for, if this does change, or if this, idea or their schematic or their concepts change quickly, that you have enough in your system to answer those. And, I don't anticipate a huge change, just with the amount of success that they've had doing what they do. But, we hopefully have enough flexibility in our package to react to something like that, as the game goes on.
Coach, we appreciate your time. Thanks for coming down. Welcome to Cheney, and we'll talk to you again throughout the season.
Hey, thanks for having me. Appreciate it, and I can't wait to get this started. Go Eagles.
You
thanks,
betcha.
Coach.
New offense coordinator Ian Shoemaker here with us. When we come back, Paul and I will wrap it up from campus on our first Eagle Football Coaches Show here on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Have you tried everything to lose weight? Do you have multiple health issues related to your weight, such as high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, or a body mass index over 35? If you answered yes to any of these questions, MultiCare Rockwood Clinic's Weight Loss Surgery Center may be the answer for you. Call 509-755-5120. The results you want, the support you need. MultiCare, here for you.
Washington Trust Bank asks, what's your awesome?
That's Gertie. She was our first goat, and we got her just for the milk. But then we started making cheese, and everybody loved it. So now we have four goats and are thinking about starting a little side business. Guess that would make Gertie a business partner. But not a silent one.
Everyone has an awesome. And whatever yours is, Washington Trust Bank can help you get there. Stop by and see a personal banker today. Learn more at watrust.com/awesome. Washington Trust Bank. Member FDIC.
You may be eager to break ground on a new outdoor project, but never just start digging. Buried electric and natural gas lines can be anywhere. It's the law to call 811 at least 2 business days before you dig. Spray paint white lines showing your dig zone, and a crew will mark the utility lines. Mark accuracy zone is within 2 feet of the mark, so always hand dig to expose the line first. Call 811 before you dig. The service is free for residential customers. Avista, we just want you to be safe.
What's it mean to be local? What's the value to you? I'm Gus Johnson. I'd like to share my thoughts on being local. Let's start with America's best brand, Ford. Ford was one of the first great American-made success stories. And today, Ford has never been stronger, producing more vehicles to compete, not just locally, but globally. Accountability. When your name is on the door, you know you need to stand behind your product every day. Community. We're invested in the community, just like you've invested in us. We live here, work here, and reinvest to help veterans, homeless, kids, and schools. We are one of the few truly locally owned and operated dealerships selling America's best vehicle line, Ford. When it comes to American made, Ford is superior. When it comes to community, we're invested. When it comes to accountability, I put my name on it. So when you have a choice to buy a new or used vehicle, choose Gus Johnson Ford, the Ford expert on Auto Row.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
All right, Eagles and the Huskies, Saturday, 11 a.m. pregame, 12:01 kickoff here on the Eagle Sports Network. Paul, the Eagles have come close at Washington in 2011 and 2014. They defeated Oregon State in 2013 and Washington State in 2016. They've got to play a really clean ball game in order to be in this game on Saturday, I would think.
Well, we were joking with Coach Shoemaker on the way out. The two gate quarterbacks, Bo Levi Mitchell threw for 473 yards, and then Vernon Adams threw for 475 and 7 touchdowns. So Eastern has had success in the air. Now, they've had some darn good receivers and darn good quarterbacks, but I think he got the similar kind of formula, and if they can throw the football and keep that Husky defense on their heels a little bit, I think great things are going to happen. I think UW is going to come back and try to spread the Eagles out and go one-on-one, let their playmakers go against that Eagle defense. That's going to be a tough sled.
And to try to counteract that, I would think pass rush is going to be a big big thing for Eastern. They can't let Eason just sit back there, or he'll pick them apart.
He has a rocket arm. He can throw the ball 80 yards, and everybody has always talked about a 6'6", 235-pound guy who can throw the football that far. That stretches a defense, and I don't care how good you are. And so they're going to have to keep their eyeballs open, keep things in front, make Washington earn their drives and their scores, not give up the cheap ones.
It's going to be a lot of fun, though, for these kids. A lot of them from the I-5 corridor, so it's back home for them, and they probably grew up as Husky fans.
Well, let her rip. I mean, you've got nothing to lose. Everybody expects Eastern to lose this football game except Eastern Washington, and the Huskies have all the pressure on them for a lot of different reasons. Big turnover on defense, brand-new quarterback, a little issue going on with their backup leaving, so there's some distractions, and they play Cal next week in a Pac-12 kickoff game, so a lot of stuff in terms of focus might come into play on Saturday.
All right, Paul will be with us on the pregame show starting at 11 o'clock. And then don't forget, next Monday night, M&D, Northern Quest Resort and Casino, that's the movie and dinner theater there. We'll be in the same theater we were in at the end of last year, and they'll have the wait staff there. You can have beverages, something to eat, watch the film on the big screen starting at 5:30 with Coach Best. Player guests and Coach Best starting at 6, and you can hear it right here on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield. So we'll see you, we hope, on Monday starting at 6 o'clock, Labor Day Monday, and we hope to talk to you on Saturday. Pre-game show at 11 o'clock with a kickoff coming just afternoon. Our thanks to the head coach, Aaron Best, special teams coordinator, Heath Pulver, defensive coordinator, Etty Enna, offensive coordinator, Ian Shoemaker. Thanks to Steve Pry in the studio. For Paul Sorensen, I'm Larry Ware. This has been the Eagle Football Coaches Show on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
On the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, you've been listening to the EWU Football Coaches Show, brought to you by Gus Johnson Ford, MultiCare Health System, Northern Quest Resort and Casino, the place where Eagles fans love to stay and play, Numerica Credit Union, life moves, live well, and by Pepsi, the official soft drink of Eastern Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Eagle Sports Network.
This Labor Day weekend, August 30th to September 2nd, celebrate another amazing summer at Schweitzer with our 27th annual Fall Fest. 4 days of great craft beers, tasty ciders and wines as well. All the village activities will be in full swing and with free live music every day. There's no better place to be than Schweitzer. For the complete music lineup and glassware pricing, visit
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.